It's the radio segment that just got kicked out of the nicest steakhouse in the city.
Oh, no.
But it's not his fault.
Why?
There's no sign up saying don't stick your appendage in the lobster tank. They really should put that up there.
How are you supposed to know?
For Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we have a laser, and those other dinkwaddles just don't. This first Laser Story is out of Pennsylvania. A man named Joseph Sobolewski was at a convenience store recently and noticed a sign advertising 20-ounce Mountain Dew bottles, 2 for $3.
Oh,
that's
man.
A good deal.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay.
And he grabbed one, threw $2 on the counter, and walked out.
Oh, wait, 2 for $3, though.
Apparently, you needed to buy 2 to get the discount.
Oh, I hate that.
I do, too.
Yeah.
I feel like false advertising.
Yeah, we'll just get 1.5.
And
yeah.
Single bottle was $2.29, not $1.50.
Oh.
So he shorted the store on accident.
It's 50 cents, you guys. Why are we even talking about this?
Well,
I mean, take it from the take a penny, leave a penny.
I'll tell you why. Because the store called police.
No, they didn't.
What?
They tracked him down. Joseph was charged with a felony.
No.
And was locked up on a $50,000 cash-only bond.
You're lying.
Wait, seriously?
Seriously.
A felony?
Yep.
You don't want to leave and take a penny there. You take a penny, you're going to prison.
I don't know why people say our justice system is broken.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, this really pans out.
The craziest part of it all is he's facing the possibility of 3 to 7 years in prison.
Get out of here.
Oh, my God.
Just stop.
My gosh.
Is there a GoFundMe? I will support this guy's legal defense.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's a felony because this is actually his third theft charge.
Oh,
you still
okay.
want to... pay for him to get out of jail.
Are his other ones? So he stole like a dollar.
Does he just not get the sale system?
The state has a 3 strikes law. His first conviction came more than a decade ago for stealing a tank of gas.
A decade?
His second was also 10 years ago when he stole a $40 pair of shoes from Kmart.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Probably broke and needed those shoes.
How did he find a pair of shoes worth $40 at Kmart?
Yeah. That is
what
the best
section
question.
Of the store is that?
No, that's the real robbery.
Yeah.
So what's going to happen? Law experts say Joseph might be spared this time. Since the shop owner says he did leave $2, prosecutors are going to have a hard time proving this wasn't just a misunderstanding.
That's true. If he was going to steal it, he'd steal it.
But if they do want to go after him, move over, OJ. This could be the televised trial of the century.
Yeah,
he's trying to get away in a Prius. Yeah.
This next Laser Story is out of Treasure Hunt Haven. Last year, you might remember this, one of the creators of Jelly Belly, David Klein, announced he was retiring and he'd be giving away a candy factory, Willy Wonka style.
Yeah, I
remember this.
Like the Jelly Belly, right?
That's what you just said.
That's what I said.
Yeah. I thought I came up with that. Really good memory.
No, he was like hiding tickets or something, wasn't he?
Yeah. It was like an elaborate treasure hunt where 35,000 people were solving riddles and searching for golden tickets all 50 states.
Wait, did we find a winner? Did somebody win it?
Well, hold on. We'll get there. So each initial ticket came with a $5,000 prize.
Dang.
Wow. Oh, just for having the ticket?
Yeah. Just for answering the riddle and finding where it was.
And then once all those are found, 39-year-old Andrew Moss found the grand prize golden ticket buried underneath a bridge in Indiana. So he's now the proud owner of a 4,000-square-foot plant that makes sandy candy and other treats.
Oh, yeah.
To hang out under bridges more often.
Dude, you need to date this guy, then you could be like a literal sugar baby.
You're right! That'd be so cute!
It'd be like the most innocent, meaning
fat.
Of it. Well, whatever. Then you can't date anyone else.
Just one problem, though. Andrew isn't in a position to move his family to Florida to run the business.
Uh-oh.
He was just in it for the thrill of the hunt. So David, the original owner of the candy factory, is planning to buy it back from him.
What?
Wait a minute.
Yep. Unclear how much money it's going to sell for, but the big question, what's next? Will the factory be given away, or is there going to be another year-long scavenger hunt?
What?
Oh. Treasure hunters are eagerly awaiting.
No, let your sugar baby run it.
Yeah, there you go. Sorry, he didn't know he had a family.
His next Laser Story is out of Sit Down and Shut Up Central.
I hate it here.
There's a nationwide shortage of school bus drivers due to the pandemic. Many of them were older and underpaid, so when COVID-19 hit, they decided it just wasn't worth the risk, and they retired.
Dude,
hands up, everybody!
All right.
We're rocking! Whoa!
Shout out to our drivers that listen to us.
Yeah,
we love our bus drivers.
We love you. Thank you for corrupting all those children.
Yes, with our show.
And so, this is how bad things are now. A teacher in Boston said his school had to rent out a vehicle to transport kids on a field trip, which turned out to be a party bus with stripper poles.
Oh,
that's
my
so
God.
Fun.
Best field trip ever.
Yeah, is that bad?
Yeah.
Depends who you ask, I guess.
They're just like the wheels on the buses. Yeah. Just kids just singing.
Jim Mayers teaches high school English, and he said a student even asked him if they were real stripper poles because he hadn't seen one before.
Oh.
It's a learning trip.
Exactly. Yeah. English teacher, sex ed teacher, wherever you want to go with that.
Now, Jim's comments about the field trip started trending on Twitter. So he used his 15 minutes of fame to encourage people to call their local elected officials and demand paying all bus drivers a competitive salary with comprehensive benefits.
Yes. Yay! I still think party buses could be the future.
Though. I love
That's
it.
Pretty good.
At the end, I can just see him. Okay, whose turn is it to sanitize the pole? Yeah. Now get off.
Jim added, whatever you think is enough for them, double it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're seriously essential.
Just like the ones I gave that stripper. Oh. Double it. Oh, they earned it.
Are you giving them $2 bills? Those are pretty rare.
I know.
This next laser story. Next laser story is out of Restroom City. A new study's revealed the filthiest part of your bathroom, and it's not the toilet or the sink.
Uh-oh. Wait.
I don't want to know this.
And not even the disgusting pile of clothes your teen can't be bothered to toss into the laundry basket.
Wow.
Turns out it's the dreaded towel rack.
Really?
What? Wait, like, not the towels, the actual...
Yeah. The rack. Like, the rod that they hang on.
But it's like metal.
The problem's twofold. One, researchers say that towel racks are rarely cleaned when people scrub their bathroom.
I guess you're right.
I don't think I've ever cleaned one in my life.
You clean the towels, but you don't rub down the
They
hole.
Never look dirty.
Well, yeah. They need to be cleaned because damp towels are an ideal breeding ground for harmful bacteria. So that gets right onto the rack.
Uh-huh.
And two, towel racks attract dust, grime, mold, and mildew, which isn't just unclean. It can lead to irritated skin and even illnesses.
Okay,
I don't like this.
That's gross. Don't lick it.
It explains a lot
of
why we look the way that we look on this show.
Uh-huh.
I showered four times yesterday. What is going on?
As part of the study, the researchers swabbed every spot in multiple bathrooms, and 60% of towel rails were in the really dirty category.
Oh, no.
For comparison, just 10% of toilets were found to be really dirty, and 20% of them actually tested clean.
Oh, look at that. New storage space for your towel.
Yeah.
In the toilet?
Yep.
Suddenly, Brooke looks smart for eating those burritos while she's on
That's
the toilet.
True.
Who's hating on me now?
The second dirtiest spot was sink plug holes. 50% classified as super dirty.
Oh, yeah, never cleaned down there.
Why would I clean it? It gets water on it every
day. Just the word plug hole sounds dirty.
Yeah, so, plug holes.
Yeah.
Even though I know you're tempted, never stick your finger in one of those. You never know what could happen.
Ew. Oh, my gosh.
Speaking of the element of surprise, that's the sound of a turtle trying to scare the hiccups out of an Air Jordan. Sounds like it's working.
Yeah.
The sound means the laser stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Friday.